The devotional for today, Saturday, March 14th, 2015, was written by Katie Galisik and is brought to you by the Church Planting Initiative at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional is based on Psalm 31. It is so easy to read a scripture that reminds us of God's love and strength and power, and to think that I will do better, I will make my faith more apparent. It is also very easy to become distracted from God and living a Christian lifestyle, maybe even an hour later that same day. The coffee maker breaks, the car is covered in ice and snow, a loved one becomes sick, or an assignment goes awry. Things little and big don't turn out how we want or expect, and suddenly we are transformed from the spirit-filled worshiper in a church pew to the hopeless and burnt-out person with the flat tire on the side of the road, itching to post a Facebook status or tweet releasing our frustration. Why does this always happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? It is so easy to ask these questions and more, to wallow in our hurt and frustration and self-pity, and to forget momentarily that we are Christians and we have God right there who and is with us. We have a God with the caffeine withdrawal, with the bitter ice and snow, with the diseased family member, and even in the hopeless assignment. We can look at all the things that went so wrong, all the sins we've committed, all the things that we were hurt by, and take refuge in our strong and forgiving God, our rock in good and bad. Let us pray. Lord, in this season of repentance, we ask you to surround us with your great presence and love. Allow us to see you in every aspect of our lives, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Teach us to turn to you in our good times and bad, and forgive us for all the times we tried to exclude you from our lives. Lord, we are hurting from things self-afflicted and those brought to us by others. Relieve us of this pain. Lord, we forget to thank you for all the ways you are there for us and all the ways you show us love. Help us to give better thanks to you and to worship gladly. We especially thank you for the greatest gift you have ever given us, your Son, whose death saves us from our sins and shortcomings. Thank you, God, for thinking so much of your people and extending to us a love that none could ever measure. From our humble lips, we pray to your mighty ear. Amen.